Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You see it all around you.
Little 38 special bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. Brand new video up this week. Brand new poll question, as always. Week we ask a different question. We want to know what you think. The video, all of our videos, folks, are no more than 3 minutes long. Some are 1 minute. But most of them, the newer ones, is about 3 minutes long. So we're not going to take a lot of your time. And, of course, we got podcasts up there every week. Every day we put new things up on our website for you. Fresh up there, articles. Links to other resources, our Brain Trust members, like our good friend Connie Sertucci. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Connie, VP with Sage North America. And Connie, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for all that you do for small business. You guys have recently gone through a rebranding activity, and I want you to tell us about it, but please do it in such a way that we can learn what you guys have done. Rebranding can be torturous, can it?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it can be excruciating, and it can be dangerous.
It can be very dangerous.
So what have you done, and what can we learn from that?
Well, you know, as you know, we've gone from focusing on some pretty iconic brands that have a lot of history to the Sage brand, and today actually marks the official launch of that. And one of that, Jim, that we have learned through this whole process is that, you know, the biggest challenge to overcome is the employees. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where there is so much passion for those brands.
For the legacy brands.
Exactly. And
I mean, Peachtree, who doesn't
love
Peachtree? We've been using Peachtree for 20 years.
I know. In fact, it's funny you said that. I got it. Post today from someone who's been using it since like the 70s, and they were so sad. But seriously, in terms of learning, I think communication is a big piece of it, and you need to definitely communicate very closely with your customers on why the change is occurring.
It's an it's not just communicating. It's not just communicating, is it? It's educating, isn't it?
Absolutely, it's educating. You know, it's building on the good. It's not throwing it out. It's building on
right.
the good
right.
and adding more value. And we've spent a tremendous amount of time on the employee base as well, really bringing them to this point, because everybody goes through that curve. But I can say now that it's exciting. You know, they're a balloon above our office right now announcing the brand, and everyone's excited
about it. So the new brand is what?
The new brand is Sage.
It is Sage, and yep. is that going to go through all the products?
Yes, it is. Now the Peachtree, the Sage Peachtree that everyone knows, that will be called Sage 50 U.S.
Sage
edition.
50.
Mm-hmm. Huh. And then we are also launching this week a new online solution, brand new solution known as Sage One for entrepreneurs.
Right.
Sage 100, Sage 300, all of those.
I know a little bit about Sage One. I know a little bit about Sage One, so tell us about that. That's pretty cool. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it is very cool. It is a very innovative solution, business management, bookkeeping solution for entrepreneurs and businesses mm-hmm. with less than 9 employees
mm-hmm.
that really goes way beyond. It helps them manage their task, manage their workload, build their clients, collaborate.
But see, this is the value that you're talking about. See, folks, when Connie did, the Sage didn't just change their name. You changed the way you work, the way you think about customers. You changed the way you serve customers. You aggregated some things. You got rid of some things. So when you changed your brand, you had a story to tell beyond just a name change, didn't you?
Absolutely.
That's the lesson, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's who you are. It's an identity. It's not just a name change.
But it's always got to be about the customer.
That's absolutely, and that is absolutely our mission with the Sage brand, is to drive an emotional connection with small businesses. That we are focused on the customer. We're focused on the customer experience.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting that what you said about the employees. Another company that I am very close to had a major name change a year ago. And it was interesting that they got more pushback from their employees than they did from their customers.
Yeah.
Because the employees, you know, they the company. I mean, this is a great company. The employees love their jobs, and that was who they were. And now here's this new company, and I don't know anything, you know. And so it was funny how they had more education to do, more work to do internally than they did externally. And that's a lesson.
Right. It is. And you know, and I felt it too personally. I mean, I've been with Sage been with Peachtree for over 15 years and with Sage for over 13 years.
Right.
Everyone has to go through that curve. And, mm-hmm. and you know, we saw that. You know, we kind of went through it earlier, but we saw all the employees going through it. And it's the same thing. The employees have to see the value. They have mm-hmm. to see the future, the vision, the benefit of this. And then once they do, it's really an exciting thing. So, because now, because Sage is global, we have a global brand.
Right.
With a lot of employees
backing. Which should accrue to benefits for the customers. So, folks, there's your lesson. There's the story. There's the case story of how one company, you know, successfully a brand change and a rebranding, and they did it successfully by communicating and educating and making sure that the stakeholders, customers, employees, vendors, etc., saw the value in the new direction. Quick break. Tintel, right back with Connie Sutucci, Sage North America.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.